What if they don't like me? Ever since we started kindergarten, this has been a worry for most of us. It probably plateaued around the time we started going to junior high or middle school dances, and hasn't faded too much in the meantime. Everyone wants others to like them. We worry about how we look, what we do, what we say, all in hopes that anyone we meet will like us. It's a lot of pressure, and I have a few, two words of advice. Lighten up. If you want to be successful at networking, you cannot expect everyone to like you. Sometimes two perfectly wonderful people simply aren't going to be compatible. If there's anything that will throw a monkey wrench into any potential connection, it would be when one party appears desperate. Many times when this happens to someone, it's because they've decided that the person they're speaking with would be a good client. Even if there's no chemistry, they keep trying to engage their quarry. One of the big reasons we should avoid the sales mentality is to prevent ourselves from falling into this trap. Focus first on whether you enjoy being with this other person, not whether they need and can afford your services. Remember, they might not be a good client for you, but they might know your perfect client. The next time you find yourself talking with someone at an event, ask yourself this question: do I like chatting with them enough to want to spend another hour doing this? If the answer is yes, then get out your schedules and plan a coffee. If the answer is no, then politely end the conversation and move on. There are plenty of other opportunities for making connections. There's no reason to waste anyone's time on a relationship that's not likely to go any further.